On March 6, 1987, the Herald of Free Enterprise, a roll-on/roll-off ferry, left the port of Zeebrugge in Belgium, bound for Dover, England. The vessel carried 459 passengers, 80 crew members, and 81 vehicles. It was a seemingly routine trip across the English Channel, but disaster was about to strike. The Herald of Free Enterprise was a type of ferry known for allowing vehicles to roll on and off via large bow and stern doors. But on this fateful day, a fatal error occurred. Those bow doors were left open as the ferry departed the port. With the ship sailing at full speed, water began to flood the vehicle deck. Just 90 seconds after setting sail, the situation became critical. As water rushed into the ship, the ferry began to list rapidly. In less than a few minutes, the Herald of Free Enterprise capsized, throwing passengers, vehicles, and crew into the freezing waters of the North Sea, just half a mile from shore. Panic ensued as passengers scrambled for safety. Some managed to escape through windows and access points, while others were trapped as water engulfed the lower decks. Rescue efforts were launched immediately, but the ship capsized so quickly that many were unable to make it out in time. In the aftermath, 193 people lost their lives in the disaster. The event sent shockwaves through the maritime community, raising urgent questions about ferry safety and operational procedures. So, how did something like this happen? An investigation revealed a series of failures that led to the tragedy. The most glaring issue was the failure to close the bow doors before departure. The assistant bosun, who was responsible for closing them, had fallen asleep due to exhaustion from previous voyages. No one else checked the doors before the ferry set sail. Beyond this, the Herald of Free Enterprise had a design flaw common to many roll-on/roll-off ferries: the lack of watertight compartments on the car deck. Once water entered the car deck, it had a clear path to flood the ship, causing it to capsize rapidly. The ferry's operators had also been under pressure to speed up turnaround times at ports, leading to a culture of rushing and cutting corners. The disaster brought about widespread criticism of the ferry operator, Townsend Thoresen, and the lack of adequate safety protocols. In the aftermath, the company was absorbed into P&O Ferries, and sweeping changes were made to ferry safety regulations across Europe. One of the key reforms was the requirement that bow doors must be securely closed before a vessel departs. Additionally, the design of roll-on/roll-off ferries was improved, introducing new standards for watertight integrity on car decks, ensuring that water could not easily flow from one section of the ship to another. The Herald of Free Enterprise disaster is remembered as one of the worst peacetime maritime tragedies in British history. It serves as a stark reminder of the importance of strict safety protocols, proper crew training, and the need for vigilance in the shipping industry. This tragic event changed the course of ferry safety forever, and its lessons resonate to this day in maritime operations around the world. The Herald of Free Enterprise disaster shows us the catastrophic consequences of oversight failures and the critical need for operational safety standards. Follow Maritime Nexus for more maritime stories.